When I said the show is going to be packed, the show is really filled with different stories which we get to talk about. But for the next 10-15 minutes, we'll be talking about something on the local scene. But before I bring you into that, let me introduce myself. My name is Sarafina Napoleon. You can call me Fino Fire for short. And I have my G with me in the studio talking about
Device.
Ain't nobody better than right here. You know, great evening to you, Sarafina. I'm happy to be here. It's Friday, and I love the way you started it with some Makosa vibes. Irreplaceable, really. That Makosa vibe is just absolutely genius. And well, like you said, quite an interesting rundown you've got our stories. Hopefully we can do justice to all of them. And then the Olympic focus. Yup, the Olympics is up and running officially. So we have got all of that covered for you. So it's going to be splendid. I can't wait for it.
Okay, you officially, Anthony, I welcome you to the show.
Even though you
came into the show, you were giving, I don't understand. If you were giving me steps, I don't understand.
I'm a terrible dancer, by the way, and I
confirmed it today.
I really
don't understand what you were doing, though.
You cannot
dance to save your life. But wait, between you and Chuma,
who is what? No, I'm better. I'm far better than. Come on, I'm far better than. Listen, I can actually dance when I get into my groove. All right, but it takes time to get into the groove. All right.
Okay.
I like to boot like computer. But once I boot, really, trust me, I am unstoppable. But, you know, of all the talents that I have, maybe the least would be dancing.
Okay, but I definitely, you've got talent for Yenna.
please avoid me.
All right.
This is me.
Guys, you can be a part of the show on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. And the WhatsApp portal, as always, is open for you to share your thoughts, 08095975805. On the show tonight, we'll be starting off from the local scene. Overdot is somewhere in the building. He'll be joining us at some point on the show. But let's start off from the local scene, Tony. Overdot had an exclusive interview with former Super Eagles player talking about Emeka Ezugo. And he said quite a lot of things during the course of that interview last night. Mm. So the next 15 minutes of the show, we'll be looking at some things he mentioned during the show last night. Now, he believes, talking about this player, former player, Emeka Ezugo, he believes that the reason why MPFL players have struggled to break into the national team is because they are not doing enough in personal training and they always want to cut corners without doing any hard work. I will be playing the voice of Emeka Ezugo right now. I need you to pay attention. Listen attentively to what he has to say. And when we return, I will be asking you a very, very important question. And the question is, you want to find out? Stick around.
Most players of Africa are not technically sound. It's all about skills. But technique, they don't have it. Zero. Techniques. Everybody wants to be a showboating type of player. Uh-huh. But technically, they're not sound. Yeah, that's the problem. Uh-huh. We are so poor. I traveled from Texas to California to watch our national team humiliate us against Mexico. Uh-huh. I'm talking about a national team. It doesn't matter if it's a home base, you know, or not. They could not string together five passes in 90 minutes. They couldn't string together five passes. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
And you tell me that's a national team? Only five straight passes. They couldn't do it. Huh. That's shameful, my brother. That is shameful.
It's obvious. We don't produce quality players anymore. You don't see players actually getting time for themselves to do their own personal training. All they do is just the training with the club. When I was in the national team in 1986, we used to stay somewhere around Body Thomas area. We train in the morning, say about 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. But I will leave the place we were, I would leave there, like say around 4:30 in the morning, go out jogging. Probably when I'm coming back, like around 6:30 in the morning, I start seeing other players that even they probably left before me, you know, they woke up earlier than myself. You know, I start seeing them also coming back. And I'm like, where are you from? They'll be like, I'm exactly coming from where you're coming from, you know? You know, so that's what you don't see about players today. Now, when we finish training in the morning, we will also train in the evening at the National Stadium. And after training in the evening, I will go to the gym at the National Stadium, like around 9 o'clock at night. At that 9 o'clock at night, I might go there and I find people like Rufai and other players all training in the gym. We just went to the gym to train on our own. This is not part of the team training, you know. So you see this happening. That, oh, why would the players not improve a lot? But you don't see that in today's players. Today's players don't work hard at all. They don't have that work ethic to tax themselves a lot more. That's the problem.
We have a culture of cutting corners, eating much deeper into, you know, our social fabric. You know, that's what's going on. Nobody wants to get to the top through the right channel. Everybody cuts corners. That's just what it is. The players of today, let me tell about my journey. In Abba. I'm an Abba boy. All of us that were born in Abba, in 94 World Cup team, we had close to 10 players, or even more than 10 players from Abba in that team. Back then in Abba, by 4:30, 5 p.m., we're already in the streets doing road work. But players of today, they can't even train. I coached Abia Warriors. I coached Heartland of Owerri.
Yeah.
Players of today are not hardworking. They can't even train. I'm fitter than them at my age. Seriously. So what are you expecting? So it's a cultural phenomenon that you know, we love to cut corners in order to get to the top. Nobody wants to do the things the right way. Get to where you're getting to via hard work.
The voice of Emeka is good there. And finally, the elder joins us on the show. Good evening to you, Obadan.
When you say finally, it's like, you know, I spent an eternity. I was talking to the elders.
No.
You understand? Because no movement tomorrow. Yeah. And we're actually planning an elders forum. But then again, we decided to do some adjustments because we all know what's happening tomorrow.
What's happening tomorrow?
We decided to, you know, do what's some adjustments so that it will not hinder whatever we plan. Because what the elders plan are for the youths, you know, the ones coming up, like yourself and Tony. So that's what we set in motion. Last time we met, we had to decide that Ezemon should go on a refresher course. That's why he's not on the show today. You understand? And so the gods even stamped it and said no, that he has been bringing so much, you know, I won't say glory now. You know the opposite. He has been messing up the gods.
So what's
throwing
shame?
Them in bad light. So he has to go for a refresher course. So that's why he's not on the show today. So, Sarafina, yeah, I'm here. Good to be here again on a Friday.
Are you done talking?
Yeah, I'm done talking.
Tell me, baby, are you done talking?
I'm not your baby. Your baby is next beside you.
Okay. All right, guys. You can be a part of the show on WhatsApp 0809597-5805. The question I'm asking you tonight is, can we safely say that the players are the ones to be held responsible and not the league? 0700-993-993-993. But before I head to the phone line, I'll start off with you, Anthony. You heard everything he said, talking about Emeka Ezugo. Do we blame the players or blame the league?
Well, that's quite a complex one. But first things first, you know, he generalized. And I don't like generalization.
Okay.
Because even back home here, there are players who put in the work. We're not sleeping and waking up, you know, with them every day. So I'd like to give those, you know, few players who really put in the work their credit. However, you know, the broader spectrum of it is showing that we're not technically gifted. You know, some of our players aren't fit enough. They cannot, In fact, when they play internationally, they cannot match their counterparts body for body, you know, technique for technique, style for style, and all of that. Yes, to be honest, players back home surely have got to do better. You cannot exonerate the league from this conversation because both are intertwined. There must be standards, all right, the league must have set for itself in terms of its rudimental football, its grassroots football, the way the quality expected of that league. When the league do not have a standard, the players will not have a standard. When a league do not have a particular level at which it operates, you know, there is a setting level of quality it's expecting from the players who play in that league. It's just like playing in the English Premier League. There's a certain level of quality you must have to function in the English Premier League, unless you just get there and look like, you know, the very odd one out of the whole pack. So there is a standard, and all he's saying, have got to go back to the grassroots, have got to go back to, you know, our ideology and the way we approach football back home. We're talking about lack of technicality. You know, you go to club sides, how many clubs have got the right facilities to train players? When, I mean, just try and go visit a setting, you know, I don't want to mention clubs now, but go visit training sessions, you know, by clubs and see the kind of facilities they have. Maybe just a few have got GPS tracker on their that they actually use to actually train. Not so many of these clubs have got some of the finest, all right, facilities needed to train, needed to build these players technically and otherwise. So when you have a league which is devoid of some of these ingredients, the kind of players it will produce may be good for the standard of that league, but away from the league, they cannot stand the test of time. And that's why so many of our players who have gone abroad, who played in the league, some of them have struggled and they're back home. All right, some have gone and no breakthrough. They don't seem, all right, to cut it. So it's a lot of issues, as well as you want to blame that some players aren't putting the work. He was giving examples of how, you know, he used to wake up and go for road walk and all of that. And I don't know, players of these days, maybe some don't think, you know, they have to go that length or do that much. And like I said, it's what, you know, is expected. What is expected of the players we have in our league? You know, and this cuts not just from league, it trickles down to academies, it trickles down to club sides. I mean, it's like an ideology that cuts down the football pyramid of a country. And at the end of the day, maybe there is a decline. To be honest, maybe there is a decline now. He talked about, you know, the fact that, you know, during 94, there were at about 10 players from the league in the national team. I know he participated in the Summer Olympics in 88, where he also made his cap. You know, so a lot of players back then, you know, we're able to find their way, cut their teeth and make sure they get into the team based on quality. But now the story is no longer the same. Maybe just a couple, you know, the Iwalas of this world who, you know, seem to be maybe the brightest from all of the bunch. But to be honest, Sarafina, when you want to throw this kind of, you know, of a bomb or what you call it, I think everyone have got their own share, especially the way the country is set up with our football, the way we want to build our football. You know, all of these things cut across, and really, you cannot sow maize and want to reap apple, or you've got what you reap is okay. What you sow.
All right, thank you for that one. Tony?
What you sow is what you reap now.
Anyhow you want to twist it, it's fine. You know, when you talk too much for a very long time, things like this are about to happen. Leave me alone. Now, this I'll come to you before we go to the phone lines. Now, Anthony kept mentioning the league. Mm. Now, during that interview last night, he mentioned players that were playing in the league, yet they made the national team. So can we say that between that time and now the league has retrogressed as against progressing.
You see, one thing I really don't like is when people make excuse for other people, especially when they are not reaching their full potential.
Okay.
I was looking at Tony saying he generalized. You can't generalize.
Didn't he?
It's just like saying
didn't
your
he?
Parents, if your parents should, you know, caution you.
Overdose.
Or if your parents should actually
overdose.
Chastise you. You say, daddy, you generalized.
Didn't
you
he generalize? No, didn't
the
he generalize?
The matter is...
Didn't he?
No, he didn't.
Come on.
He said it the way it is.
I'm going to blame the players
because
Sarafina.
In their time, how was the league then?
Let's be honest. I need to know.
No. How was the standard of the league? It was individual. See, these players played for the country. They played at that time. They didn't even know how much it was to even secure a good contract abroad. They were not in tune because how much was the money then? These players played because
what are you saying?
They were passionate about
during
what they
the
were 90s, doing. They
we
were
had Nigerians playing in
for...
top clubs
no,
in Europe. So,
top clubs
so,
like who?
So,
like which one?
Werder Bremen.
Werder Bremen is a top club. No. Werder Bremen is a top club
saying?
For you now.
Tony, overdose. Listen.
You're getting me angry. Please don't get me angry. I don't want to be angry this Friday.
So overdose for you. Overdose, you blame the player.
Emmanuel Amunike was playing in Zamalek of Egypt. Zamalek, and he won us the Nations Cup in 94. When Zambia marked out Rashidi Yekini, people who are listening to me now will realize what I'm saying. Elijah Litana got the first goal. Rashidi Yekini was marked by the likes of Kalusha Boye and his team.
Yeah, that guy, they said Kalusha
James
Boye.
Finney was the Zambian goalkeeper. And out of nowhere, Amunike got two goals for us. And now you're telling me it is as a result of the league. See, if you're good, you're good. Sarafina, you can't give what you don't have. For you to actually want to get something, you need dedication and hard work. And you could see and we could feel from Emeka Izugo's point of view that the dedication is no longer there. These days, we see our players on social media. Social media footballers.
So
I think City now should go and say documentary.
Wait.
When you talk about the clubs these men were playing for, you look at the fact that they were not really playing for the top clubs then. I mean, is Vitesse Arnhem right there in the Netherlands? Is it a top club? That's where Benny Raha was playing. You look at where even the man we just heard his voice was playing in Denmark, BK Fremad Amaga. That's a club side in Denmark.
You didn't talk about Uche. Who was
Uche,
playing in
Fenerbahce?
Uh-huh.
Was it a top club?
Well, is Fenerbahce not Fenerbahce have been a top club
in which country? In which country?
Turkey. What
Turkey?
Turkey. What are you saying? See, listen.
Tony.
Overdose. I understand that they might not
Peter
have played
Rufai
for...
Peter Rufai was playing for Firenze in Portugal. Is Firenze a top club?
Finidi George was playing for where? Ajax.
Finidi George was playing for Ajax.
Uh-huh.
You could say, okay, out of them, a select few.
Kanu won the Champions League with...
What was he? Was he in the 94 squad? Wanko Kanu?
No. I'm talking about
the 94 squad now.
Okay.
Because they are the ones that give us our highest ranking as far as football
world is concerned. Yeah.
Fifth.
Yeah.
In 94. You look at the team then. The late Rashidi Yekini was playing for Olympiakos in Greece. Now you look at all this.
Olympiakos is a big team. Please respect some of these teams. I don't.
In Greece?
The way Olympiakos is a. For crying out loud. I don't know why we're having this conversation. Listen.
Can we go to full line?
No. Before we actually... Listen, don't disrespect some of this club side.
No, Tony, I don't understand.
Because we have...
Why are you being violent?
Because we have, all right, new clubs who have used a lot of money to dominate football now.
Back then.
Olympiacos were...
Would you say Olympiacos was a team that you could look at as one of the top 20
elite
teams
club
in
the world? Yeah.
In 94.
See...
No. Let's leave now. See, that football has turned to Koslo.
Let's not divert
you can count
this
Olympia
conversation
Cup as a big team.
Overdose. Let's
they
not
were
divert.
Playing, they were,
the question.
Were,
the question
men
is:
men that were playing for clubs. Yes, a few of them were playing for Regina, where Olise was playing Fenerbahce. But then you also look at Ikeba was playing for Monaco. Of course, I agree. But then again, you look at the fact that majority of these men gave everything. They wanted to play for this country. And that is what is lacking. That is what is lacking now in our Nigerian players as of today.
Okay.
They don't want to put in the work.
0700-993-993-993. Let's try this one, okay? Dead on arrival. 0146-57190 is the line for the ladies. Let's try this one. Hi, good evening, and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Fernando Gang.
Yeah, good evening.
I believe, you see, Tony, said that football of these days, let's agree that football has turned to coleslaw.
Thank you. It's me that said it. I'm the one that said it.
Yeah, turned to coleslaw, whereby you see teams that have used money to change the face of the game. Then, the situation of our own national team now is because the country itself is failing them. Hmm. People are not patriotic enough anymore.
That's just it.
Did you think these guys will come over here and come and use all their strength and everything after they get injured?
Leave over Dozo.
And leave now on. They will be waiting for another 10 years to receive what they promised them. But by myself, I go deal. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
What problem? When you are playing football, because
what problem? How loyal? How loyal have the system been to these players?
You're looking forward to be how loyal? Putting the name on
what
the map.
What strength?
Hello. Good evening.
Yes, my name is Omo Quadri.
Okay, Quadri.
It's my first time calling.
Okay.
Welcome. I'm just interested in this topic tonight, right? It is not just in football. It is the generation.
Okay.
If you look back, the generation of the same set of people that you're talking about, you can't compare them to what the generation now.
I beg. No. I disagree.
Allow him land first.
I disagree.
Go ahead. Allow him land.
That's the way it is everywhere. Even in the corporate world, the guys now, the generation now, won't put in the kind of energy that the people of those sets will put in to get things done. So that is the trend. Because they believe that they can get things done in other way, they don't have to put all the energy. You can see, because they earn more now than those people back then, even without putting all those energy. Huh. So you get my point.
Yeah.
So it's a generational thing.
All right. This same generation that produced Messi, that produced Cristiano.
Okay.
This same generation.
Hi, good evening.
Generation. No.
Hi, good evening.
Okay, it's fine.
My name is Ifeanyi.
Ifeanyi, you're welcome.
Yes, thank you. I think Obado's position is actually impeccable. You can't argue it. You see, if you look at the players even today, when you have players in clubs like Leicester City, Napoli, and the rest of them, you can even argue that we have players playing in better teams today than in those days.
Thank you.
But what they put in is not equal to what those guys did in those days. You have players who were playing in Nigerian League, who were playing like over those mentioned in Africa, other leagues in Africa, who are coming to even win the best players in tournaments in Africa. My brother, Tony, you can't argue it. It's not... Is that
No. Listen, the point is...
See, the point is... Wait,
yeah.
The point is this. Maybe it's about social media, internet, and the things you have.
My brother, that's it.
This is an emotional perspective. Let's not be emotional. You're saying social media. Like, social media shouldn't exist.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Okay, Tony, see.
Okay.
You know, even education in classroom, the work rate has reduced with what you have in those days. People often misquote that working smart and working hard. These days they say they want to work smart, so nobody wants to work hard again.
Because
it's something that you must work hard.
Do you know why? Because there have been advancement. There is advancement. There are better ways. Listen, there are better ways. There are easier ways people get things done. We're not living in the Stone Age anymore.
I agree with you.
Uh-huh.
You can't play football with technology.
Thank you.
You must work hard and show it in the...
You can train...
You know the one
Wait. You cannot play football with technology, but you can train with the highest of technology to build your footballing skills.
I played football myself. Once you come to 90 minutes,
in the field, you must play it with hard work.
Thank you. I even say that social media has killed our football.
What does social media have to do with this?
Let me talk now.
Please,
let me just drive home my point. Players, I don't want to start calling names now. I'm sure that people listening know our players. We want to take on, give me the least team in Africa.
Okay.
List team in
Africa. Maybe Sierra Leone or Madagascar.
Trinidad.
No, Trinidad is not Africa.
Most of our players, most of our players will go on social media getting set to fly.
Or let's give you Iceland.
Motivated.
Iceland.
Ready to sink.
Iceland.
Ready to go all out. I'm coming, oh.
Okay. Iceland now.
They now go to the field. And then when they give us only 40 or 30%, and then Madagascar that were supposed to beat 4-5-6-0 or even 4-1, we now start playing 2-2.
Because
then they'll now come back.
Because Madagascar came to joke now. Madagascar came to look at you too.
We
are not growing.
We move.
They are no
onto the
Madagascar are not growing.
And onto the next one, they will still play another disappointing result again.
Overdose.
Is that how to play football?
Overdose.
Social media has killed everything.
What?
And then you see that people listen, go on that and like it.
It's still
well
the same,
bro.
It's still
well
the
done.
Same. It's still the
go
same.
Up.
Social media footballers
way.
That are doing well, that have won. See, listen. Let's not be.
Tell me which
emotional.
Nigerian player
listen.
Has won African Footballer of the Year.
Listen.
No,
listen,
in the last 10 years. Now, since you want to argue,
the only person that came close was Mikel.
Wait.
What year?
I don't tell.
2013.
Listen.
14, 15,
overdose.
16, 17,
overdose.
18, 19, 20.
After Chelsea won the Champions League.
Safina,
after Chelsea won the
let's
Champions
not shift
League.
This post. We are shifting this
no,
argument.
No, we are not shifting any post.
The conversation is who should be blamed?
Yeah, the players,
the players
or the league.
Or the league. And I'm telling you that have the league fixed itself?
And I'm telling you that have the players shown that they can do well
listen,
even without the league?
Listen, listen.
Mm-mm.
The league must call the shots because it is, I mean, they are the host. If there is no league, there will be no players.
So have you not seen players that have gone to a
league
and have conquered that league,
league
so much so that
listen,
they are now singled out
people
and signed
to go
by
to the Premier League.
Okay, guys.
People
okay,
want
guys.
To go to the Premier League.
Guys,
how many of our NPFL players have been signed by top clubs in the last 6 years?
Guys, it's fine, it's fine.
The number has improved.
How many now? Tell me.
All right, guys, it's quite a heated argument here in the studio, the Edda and Anthony, but we're still having that conversation, but let me let you know that Heung-min Son has signed a new 4-year contract with Tottenham Hotspur. The Korean captain, who happens to be 29 years of age, has scored 107 goals in 280 appearances in all competition since joining from Bayern Leverkusen in August 2015. And he has now agreed terms until 2025. Speaking after signing that contract, he had this to say.
I'm grateful that club gave me a contract. It was a big honor already to play here. It's like a home, you know, now. And with the special fans and with the players, with the staff, I'm so happy. And so glad to see the fans the longest as possible. 6 years have been just fantastic also, but just gone quick, you know. Especially the last 2 years without the fans because we couldn't see each other every week. Because of them, we are playing football. Winning together, we're losing together. How we can achieve something big. That's what we aim for together. I want to achieve something together with my fans. I didn't just sign for love this club. I want to win something with Tottenham. This is my aim, and this is also the fans' aim. This is a massive, massive club, big opportunity. So I want to be part of this. I want to take a big responsibility of this. Yeah, that's what I signed for, you know.
Now he said he wants to win something for the club.
Yeah.
Which brings me to our next talking point on the show. Heung-min Son is 29.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard stories of Harry Kane wanting to leave the side as well. Now, we're talking about Heung-min Son. He's 29 and he's put pen to paper on a four-year deal, which means that he's likely to stay at Tottenham until he's 33.
Yeah.
So now I ask you guys with me in the studio and those listening to us at this point, is this a sign of loyalty or lack of ambition?
Wow.
0700 993.
What do you mean by that question?
993.
Is it a sign of loyalty or lack of ambition?
Yes, 993.
What do you mean? Who, what makes you think Tottenham don't have ambition?
I'm not talking about
the player now.
The player. Is it a sign of loyalty from the player to the club or the lack of,
see,
of
there,
ambition?
If there's anything I've learnt in these past few days, is that any team can win anything. Take Giannis, for instance. Whoever thought that Giannis will win... Whoever thought that Giannis will win the NBA championship after going two games down against the Phoenix Suns?
This is a simple conversation.
No, it's a simple conversation, but I'm also
telling
you...
Is it lack of ambition or loyalty?
From the player.
I think it's more of being loyal to the club.
Okay.
I don't think he lacks ambition. I think he's a loyal player. Because if you look at the fact, so what guarantees that he leaving Tottenham, he will actually flourish at another club? I can give you an example.
That's lack of ambition. He's scared.
I can give you an example.
He's scared.
Alex, if you don't leave,
left
if
Arsenal,
you don't leap,
I went to Man United. We know how it ended.
If you don't take a leap,
continue left Liverpool.
Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Guess what?
We know how it ended.
Guess what?
Ousmane Dembele.
Guess what?
Left Dortmund and went to Barcelona. We know how it's going.
Dizu, listen. 66 players since leaving Tottenham Hotspur have gone to other clubs to win trophies.
And who told you that he'll be 66?
Wait. 66. Players have left Tottenham Hotspur.
Even Harry Kane.
And gone to other clubs.
That is an Englishman. Even Harry Kane, that is an Englishman, is pushing for a league. He's telling them literally he wants to leave.
See, Tony is the kind of person.
I just gave you figures.
You said 66.
I just gave you figures. 66 players. Count them.
I'm asking you a question. Have left Spurs and gone to other clubs
to win trophies.
What makes you think he'll be the 67th player?
Why can't he be?
Because
those who went to win trophies, do they have their heads?
You don't know where it will break.
Do they have their heads? They don't have their heads.
See, whether you like it or not.
Listen.
Oh, Tottenham, they've not won anything. But what if Nuno Espirito Santo is the man to give them a trophy? And then he leaves the club. And where he's going to, he doesn't win a trophy. Whereas Tottenham win a trophy.
Harry Redknapp did not. Harry Redknapp.
Overdose.
He's not winning PES with
them.
Are you saying because Harry Kane wants to leave, Son should also leave?
I'm not saying because Harry Kane wants to leave, Son should leave. What I am saying is, for a player in his late 20s, he should be moving to a club that will guarantee you at least one trophy a season.
For all I know, I've been long enough in football to know that even if he goes into the next season not winning a trophy, he still has 3 years on his contract. And then another club can come and buy off his contract and sign him.
Oh, really?
Overdose.
Yeah.
Overdose.
You know what you're saying now? It's more like permutation. That's what they call it. It's permutation.
I'm telling you now that because of what you've said.
Overdose.
You saw me.
Wait. Why did you leave your former club?
Which club?
Your former club.
My former club.
Yes. Your
why
broadcasting club. Why did you leave that former place?
Why did I leave there?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll tell you why I left.
Why?
Tell us. Tell us.
I wanted something more.
You wanted something more.
Yes.
You had
something
ambition.
More than what they were offering.
Oh. Yes.
What is that? Ambition.
No, not ambition.
It's what?
Money.
Ah, overdose. Lamb Lamba.
Money.
Lamba.
Let Nigerians speak to us.
Let Nigerians speak to us.
This man doesn't know what he's doing.
Will I take ambition to the market?
The elders are confused.
No, I'll go to the food stuff.
The
elders
are
to the market to buy food stuffs with ambition.
When
they ask you, Oga, what do you want to buy?
What does ambition mean for you?
This and this. And I'm paying with ambition. What do you mean?
If you don't
take with ambition.
If you don't take a leap,
what do you mean?
You will not
No, there's no leap here.
All right, Desmond, you have the floor. First time caller, welcome to the family.
Thank you. The old age is worrying this old man. Overdose is old.
I said, no reason the elders are drunk.
They are old.
The elders are drunk.
Old.
The elder is old. Can you tell me that? There is no ambition. No ambition. Overdose.
I'm sure your employer is listening. Your employer is listening to you. On Monday, you receive your letter.
All right, you thank you, Mamani. Let's try this one. Hi, good evening. Okay, run away from
I'm sure that man.
I
asked you a simple question, and you cannot tell Nigerians why you left.
Not everybody can be lawyer.
Good evening. You're welcome.
Yeah, my name is Dave.
Okay, you have the floor, man.
I think song's thing is lack of ambition.
Okay.
Oh. Two bottles for you.
How is lack of ambition?
Allow him land.
If indeed he wants to win trophy, he would have opted to move to a club that would guarantee a trophy.
And who says Tottenham can't guarantee him a trophy?
Tottenham
I don't know why
cannot.
You people are limiting Tottenham. That's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful. The last 10 years have been disrespectful.
Considering the score they have, I don't think they are strong enough to compete for anything in the Premier League.
All right. Okay, thank you.
No ambition. They finished above
this.
Arsenal last season.
Hi, good evening.
Hello, Sarah.
Huh, this one does change my name. Welcome.
Hello, Sarah Finko.
Yeah, that's me.
Well, I can't say it's lack of ambition.
Oh!
Since other clubs are not coming for him.
Thanks.
Says who?
He wants to... Can you tell me, Tony, which other club has come for him?
Listen, the moment Tottenham Hotspur say, listen, Son is in the market, they go rush him like Gary.
You think Daniel Levy wants to
sell him? They go rush him like Ijebu Gary.
No, Daniel Levy is somebody that wants to sell now.
They go rush him. Son is one of the finest players the league I've ever had, especially from Asia.
The guy is okay there.
You should take care. We see him away.
We need to go in for a break.
There's some players. There's some players that are synonymous with certain
clubs. Are you okay there? Are you okay, dear?
See, let me tell
he
you
one like,
thing.
He spoke like his daddy.
There are some players that fitted for some clubs. Whether you like it or not, there are some players that know that.
I beg.
I will tell you for free now.
There are some players.
That's where I'm coming from. There are still people there.
There's nothing like that.
What
do
you say?
Of course.
So why are you?
Of course.
Why are you not saying that?
Players.
I don't have ambition.
Players.
Are you saying they don't have ambition?
Maybe they don't have ambition. Or maybe the ambition is the answer they're already achieving.
No, listen. There's a difference when you have ambition, but you don't have the wherewithal. You don't have the quality. But if you have the quality and you decide to stay somewhere and nothing is working, first year, second.
Oh, wow.
Glory, glory, Man United.
When the echo is a Man United fan.
As the Red Scale matching.
You know, this
I'm going to forget
this,
what they do on Veli. Forget. Unveiling to bad boy. Unveiling to bad boy.
It's not about the unveiling.
Sarafina.
I mean, we saw what happened with Alexis Sanchez.
That will give us piano. At least this guy don't play piano.
He played piano, and that was the only thing he played. Until he left the Theater of Dreams.
This guy don't play
but
piano now.
I don't know. I'm beginning to half years. Sancho's case might be like the case of a child that says when he grows up he's going to eat the head of the chicken, not knowing that the chicken head will not allow him grow. You look at Jadon Sancho, you look at what he did at the Euros, it was not really convincing for me. Let's leave the penalty aside. I just feel that, yeah, Jadon Sancho, okay, good player, but his last season at Dortmund really didn't do enough to actually convince me.
Okay.
Last
Now that you've said he did not really do enough to convince you, Sancho has got a word for you, Overdose.
All right.
Yeah, it's a honour, really. You know, growing up, you know, Manchester was one of the biggest clubs that, you know, that was known for, and obviously all the trophies they've won. That's the iconic players that come before me, so yeah, I'm happy to be wearing this jersey now. To be fair, when I was at Dortmund, I was just playing my football, so I was just blocking out all the noise and just focusing what me and my team had to accomplish as a team. So yeah, really just focusing on my football. And then obviously, when I was at, obviously, the Euros, that's when things started to pick up even more, and then that's when I started to hear that United were interested. And now it feels very nice. Obviously, to have fans by my side is always a great feeling, especially when you come into a new club. You need to feel comfortable straight away, and then I'm sure the fans will give me that feeling. Eager to win, determined to get to win trophies, goals and assists, and yeah, a bit of skills here and there.
If I just heard him, goals and assists and a little touch of skills here and there.
I just feel that this might just be, you know, an improved version of Daniel James.
Okay.
I think this is Daniel James 2.5.
I will off this man's mic now. If you just do any and now, but those, I will off your mic.
Sarafina,
I'll off your mic. United have completed the signing of Jadon Sancho on a 5-year deal with the option of a further 12 months, the club confirmed today. But you see that unveiling? Leave Van for us.
It's not about unveiling.
We can't do unveiling. Leave Van for us.
Players that they didn't do unveiling for, they still play better than Jadon Sancho if he's not careful.
Oh yeah, PSG, yeah, we'll go. About Kylian Mbappe, because Mbappe has informed Paris Saint-Germain's coach Mauricio Pochettino that he's got no plans of renewing his contract, his current deal, when it expires next summer. Upon the French forward's return from holidays, he underwent his medical examination before meeting with the Argentine, where he let him know that know his stance on his future has been changed. Mbappe has, however, made it clear that he's not going to force an exit due to his respect for the club, but he has no plans of staying beyond the summer of 2022. 0700-993-993-993 0146-571-90 for the ladies. I need you to tell me, sell Mbappe now or allow him work as a free agent. Where do you stand, the elder?
I think they should sell him now, because they'll get value working as a free agent. I mean, this guy has won the French Ligue 1. He's actually won the World Cup, you know. I'm sure he'll want to actually test himself and see what he can do outside of Paris Saint-Germain, which is what he's eyeing now. Real Madrid already looking at him. You know, other top clubs are eyeing him, wanting his services. So I can understand where Kylian Mbappe is coming from. At a young age, he's already won the World Cup. And you look at the fact that he just wants to keep pushing. He feels that he can do better than what he's doing currently at PSG. So why allow him leave for free when you can actually just sell him and make a whole lot of money to buy players that can fill in the gap?
Okay, Tony, we all know, quickly now, money is not PSG's problem.
Basic 101.
They splash the cash. You've been able to bring in good signings this summer. Talking about the goalkeeper, Donnarumma, also Sergio Ramos, and they have been linked
Wijnaldum.
Wijnaldum, and also
Hakimi.
They have been linked with a move for Pogba as well. Oh, so okay. you look at all these factors. If they are able to bring in Paul Pogba to add up with the reinforcement they've already gotten
yeah.
during the summer transfer,
yeah.
what's the need of letting Mbappe go?
I don't know. I think Kylian is done. He's done with PSG, and nothing can change that. He understands the fact that he needs to go into the next phase of his career. And there have been quite a number of conversations about him. If he really wants to win the Ballon d'Or, he's got to move to either Barca or Real Madrid. And in his mind, he wants that. He's got to, Zinedine Zidane, who was once his idol, and all of that. Listen, so I think it's beyond who PSG is bringing in at this point. Like you said, it's not a money issue per se. I think PSG just let him finish his contract. They want trophies more than money right now. And with Kylian, they can have one final goal at the much coveted UEFA Champions League they've always dreamt about.
So keep
it
him.
It could just be this season for them. So
yes, I think for last,
yeah, but yeah,
I think
also I'm not very comfortable, all right, with a player coming to say this at this time, because then again, his performance, knowing that this is last season for PSG, might not also be the very best. It might be affected, but all the same, I expect Kylian to remain a core professional and give Paris Saint-Germain his best as they once again look forward to getting the UEFA Champions. But surely he does look like he's Madrid bound this time, the white side of Madrid.